This is HPR episode 2377 entitled, A Rambling Drive into Work. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 23 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, an attempt at making a show on the way into work.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This report. First emerged, Police Scotland confirming in September 2015 that an investigation had been launched into alleged irregularities with property deals carried out on behalf of Michelle Thompson.
This is probably the perfect episode to post after my smug episode previously about how best to record podcast for HPR, because this definitely isn't the best way to record a show for HPR. However, hopefully it'll be interesting enough, the bits you can make out anyway. It's certainly not up to the high standards that Dave Yates did. I suspect my microphone was probably a wee bit on the sensitive side, and or it was maybe where it was situated. I had it clipped onto my shirt, and I don't know if that had something to do with it. Being a dictation system, and I guess it's quite handy for the microphone to be quite sensitive to pick up around the room and whatnot, so I don't think it was the device itself, but more the microphone to blame. So if you want to skip this one, feel free, because it's a bit rambly, and as I say, some of it's not understandable. But I'll post it anyway, just for the hell of it. Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for providing this service. It's really valuable, and very easy to pick up a microphone and record something, so why don't you post one yourself? So I thought today I'd do a Dave Yates, and remember Dave Yates, and he used to do his driving show and talking about Linux and whatnot. I really miss that. It was really great to hear Dave on a while ago on HPR. If you're listening, Dave, it's really, really good to hear you. I look forward to hearing you posting something else if you got a chance. But I know life gets in the road, doesn't it, at times. It's currently Monday, the 7th of August. It's 12 degrees. It's 6:27. I actually set out at 10 past 6, something like that in the morning. It takes me about 45 minutes, something like that. I'm currently travelling along the A720 city bypass, dead Edinburgh to go to work. No idea what we talk about. I just thought I'd ramble a little incoherent nonsense, and might not even keep this because it's a straight up child. I'm using a wee voice recorder thing, a wee dictator thing that I picked up on, I think it was eBay. The whole pile of these on eBay from China. And it's something like that, very, very cheap. And the recording quality really surprised me. Very good recording quality. Although that sounds so great when I'm in the car, of course. Comes with quite a few bits and pieces. You can supposedly record a conversation from a phone. I don't know about that to work. Tried it once just for fun. Keep it a wee clip on iClip microphone, which I'm using just now. I don't know how that's going to sound. I think the biggest limitation is the interface is a wee bit confusing to start with, but it works quite well. I'm currently driving a Ford Focus automatic here in the UK. Most people drive a manual or a stick shift in America, I think that's what they call it, isn't it? But, I drive automatic, I've done for a good number of years now. I have a bit of a dodgy knee, or should I say, I'm driving a manual, I have a dodgy knee. If I drive automatic, I don't have a dodgy knee. Ford Focus has done 54,000 miles. It's been good so far. Seems very smooth and quiet compared to the previous Focus I had. That's the thing you tend to find when you get an automatic. Here in the UK, you know, you go to a garage to pick it to buy a car. And they might have either 20 or 30 cars on display, and two of them are automatics. So your choices are very, very limited. Invariably, they're often the higher spec models, which I suppose that's handy. So this is a Ghia model, and it's got heated front windscreens, automatic wipers, things like that. There's a few touches. Last Focus I had, I can't remember the that exact reason, but I was needing to get a car in a hurry. And so I think my car had failed, so I went to a local garage, and there was this Focus on a forecourt, and I think it had something like, it might have been 120,000 miles on the clock, something like that. And I thought, that's a bit iffy. But it was the only automatic they had. I wasn't necessarily wanting to spend a lot of money, so I bought the car. Well, I took it for a test drive, and the thing that struck me was how well it drove, because it had such a high mileage. And fair enough, that was without any prompting. That's what the garage owner had said. You know, we wouldn't normally have a car with such mileage on the forecourt, but it drove so well. It came up from another garage, and we decided to put it on the forecourt. I think at that time also, I can't remember the reason, if something was going on in the country and there was a bit of a shortage of cars at the time. Maybe it was something to do with scrappage schemes, I can't remember. So I had 120,000 on the clock. And by the time I sold it, it had 170,000 on the clock. And this car, which I thought was only going to last me 6 months, actually lasted about 5 years, 4.5, 5 years, something like that. And mechanically, it was utterly dependable. I think, you know, I might have had a bit of an exhaust changed, tyres changed, servicing, that was it. Nothing went wrong, nothing at all. So I was absolutely delighted with the car. Only what tended to go wrong was the first thing that happened, probably within a week, was that the driver's window would roll down but it wouldn't roll up, and my garage said, "Oh, it's the regulator." I'm thinking electronics. Electronic regulator. A regulator is like a, I think it's a plastic thing that has something to do with the window mechanism. Those of you who know a bit more about cars will know all about this, but I know it's quite common. I think sometimes you can have nylon cogs that these things can strip, or who knows, wear or whatever. And then, I think, what was the next problem I had? I think I had a problem with the driver's door locking mechanism. And so, let me think. I think, yes, I could open it from the driver's door, but I couldn't lock it. So I had to go around to the passenger's door to lock the car, which was a bit irritating, but it was a cheap car, and I thought, well, I could put up with that. Oh, so the car was, £1,700 UK here at the time, this old car. And I guess if you put it privately, it would have cost you about £500. But it turned out to be a really, really good car, so it turned out to be a good buy. But the driver's lock failed. And then the boot lock failed, so I had to get a piece of, well, actually, going back to the driver's door, then what happened was that when I opened the passenger door, it didn't open the driver's door, so I had to lie a bit of string from the door handle onto the passenger seat, and give that a pull, and that would unlock the door. So that was a bit annoying. And then the boot lock mechanism failed, and I had to put a string on that so I could open that. And the final nail in the coffin was that I was finding it. I found that it was starting to use a tiny bit of oil, very, very little, which in itself wasn't a problem and not unsurprising for a car with 170,000 miles, but I was finding it very, very difficult to get into the bonnet. You know, it's the where the engine is at the front of the car. I could get into that, and finding it very difficult. I think I managed to get into it once, and I thought, well, this is ridiculous, because now that it's using a wee touch of oil every month or so, I need to put a bit of oil in. And if I can't get the bonnet open, then it's going to run out of oil. So I thought at that point, now that I've got so many mechanically things going wrong, it's now time to get rid of the car. But as far as the engine and the gearbox and steering, all the important things to the car, they continued to work to the day I got rid of the car. It still drove lovely. So yeah, that was a good car. Yeah, 170,000 miles. Utterly reliable, other than locks and such like. That was a weak point. I think the trouble with it was that Ford had some sort of security key. It was a kind of round key. I think they tended to wear. But I mean, I suppose with such a high mileage, it must have been open closed, and just unexpected wear in the car, you know. The sun's very low this morning. It's right in my eyes. It's now 6:40, 12 degrees outside. Trip counter's saying 63.5 miles. Car's done, slow down, 54,000. 507 miles. It's nothing, is it? It's one thing about this car, I've got a new car, I've had it a year or so now, and it's not new by any means, it's quite uneconomical. It's a 1.6 petrol automatic, this new car I've got, and it does, when I first got it, I think it did about 27 miles to the gallon, something like that, and I think when I got it and I started driving it, if anything, the mileage actually crept down a bit as well. So it wasn't like they were driving with the previous owner was driving with a lead foot. I think it had been quite well looked after, really. Other than the alloys had been curbed quite a lot. I think it was used in a school run. And I think it must have been about over the pace of a year or so. The miles per gallon crept up, and it's still creeping up, in fact. And it's now, according to the onboard computer, doing 32.2. Maybe that's not bad for 1.6 automatic, I don't know. Compared to more modern cars, they do a lot more miles per gallon. Wife's car does 44 to the gallon, and a colleague at work, he's got a hybrid, and it does 70 odd to the gallon. So yeah, that's pretty good. Well, this wasn't supposed to be a running commentary about my car, but I couldn't really think of anything to talk about. I hope you didn't find it too boring. I'm just approaching my destination at work, and just pulling into the gate. I don't know whether I should post this or not. It seems like all the old rambling rubbish. Right, I suppose I need to check the quality as well, because there's a barrier I need to go through. Just roll the window down. Oh, it's so nice to have a window, electric window that rolls up and down. That was another thing I had to. I just roll the window back up again. Wait. In the past, with the previous car, I had to get out the car, use my pass and clamber back into the car. That was fun in the middle of winter. It's a 10 miles per hour limit here in the company car park, and there's a bicycle in front of me and he's doing the same speed. A bump. Oh, he's stopping. Okay. And I'm just about to park up. Sun's so bright I can't see the edge of the curb. So I'm looking a bit far out. I think I might just go back a bit. Me opening the door so I could see how close I was to the curb, and a car warning me, oh, you're driving with the door open. I know I'm driving with the door open. I'm no daft. Anyway, I've reached my destination. I still don't know whether I'm going to post this or not. Well, anyway, if you're listening, Dave, it'd be great to hear from you again. Anyway, if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr.googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
Listen.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.